this is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
Joe Palka reporting. Iraqi Kurds vote overwhelmingly for independence. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi on Wednesday demanded the independence referendum held Monday in the autonomous northern Kurdish region be annulled. He called it unconstitutional. Final results show nearly 93% voted yes to independence, sparking celebrations like this in Dohuk. Fawaz Majed said he's grateful for the outcome. He said the Kurdish people deserve their own state. Turnout exceeded 72%, with a higher turnout in the pro-Kurdish provinces of Erbil and Dohuk, less so in Sulaymaniyya. Prime Minister Abadi insisted federal authority be imposed on all of Iraq, including the Kurdish region. He said this is not a threat, but it will be done through constitutional means. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has made an unannounced visit to Qatar, holding talks with the country's emir and defense minister at the largest U.S. military base in the Middle East. Mattis renewed a call for unconditional dialogue to end a crisis involving his country and four Arab states during a speech at the U.N. General Assembly. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain and United Arab Emirates cut ties with Qatar in June over its close ties to Iran and its alleged support for extremists. Defense Secretary Mattis arrived in Qatar after wrapping up a trip to Afghanistan, where he met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah.
Recent American policy announcements on Afghanistan in our region by President Trump is proof of strong strategic bonds and a shared outlook.
Mr. Abdullah was speaking earlier today at the India-Afghanistan Trade and Investment Show. This is VOA News.